Hey, look. I've got it off a mate. Gone with the wind. Like a real poster, look.
My place.
I reckon you look a little bit like Vivian Leigh.
Come on.
Well, younger, but yeah, I reckon.
Those who are lost, those who have been lost, and those who are to become lost.
Drop the Luger here, Captain. The game is over. Tell your men to surrender.
Careful, Winko. These Nazis are damn tricky. Don't worry, Carly. They have to be up darned early in the morning to get one over on Rockfist Rogan. I said drop it! One more, Jerry. He won't bother our chaps. Ray, next time, bags I be Rockfist.
The whole country is waiting for something to happen.
Hello? You a flyer, then?
Yes. Navigator, actually.
Yeah? Got a light, have you?
Yes, of course. Aren't you a bit young to be smoking?
I thought you were going to say something else. Look, have you got anywhere to go?
I suppose we could go to a hotel.
I've got a room. It's my place. If that's all right. You could stay all night if you wanted.
We find comfort where we can in uncertain times. But for those who carry the burden of the biggest secret, for them, time cannot prevaricate. General Eisenhower, at Schaeff HQ in the small hours of June the 5th, has decisions that must be made.
Group Captain?
Basically, the Iceland station. The general weather report for 0600 hours GMT makes it clear that, well, the good news is that the storm will clear up.
Oh.
We anticipate 36 hours of clear weather, moderate winds, light cloud. We should see a real change beginning tomorrow, Monday 5th June, around 0800 hours.
I'm not so happy about the cloud from the point of view of the bombers. I think we should postpone to the 19th.
I note your feelings, Air Marshal. General Smith?
Well, it's a hell of a gamble, but it's the best possible gamble.
We've postponed once already. Tedder?
It is chancy, sir. I think I'd go for holding back until the 19th.
Do you see any reason for not going Tuesday, Monty?
I would say go.
The question is just how long can you hang this operation out on a limb and let it hang there? I'm quite positive that the order must be given. Gentlemen, let's go. I count on every man to do his utmost to ensure the success of this great enterprise. Good luck to you all, and Godspeed.
So, the long moment is over. Now, things will start to move. Orders go out over telephone lines. Orders to army groups. Orders to fleets. Orders to cooks and orders to clerks. Orders to patients.
Hello? Hello? I'm trying to connect with Captain Robert Collins. Can you possibly find the captain? This is a Priority A urgent message.
To Captain Robert Collins, recovering in hospital from injuries received in a training jump over water.
The way it happens sometimes. Training drop at night. Ought to be a piece of cake and it goes wrong.
And you end up here surrounded by nurses.
Well, it was no picnic, I can tell you. Coming down in the dark in the drink. Thought I was a goner for sure.
Parachute blokes, always doing it the flashy way. If it was...
Captain Collins, Major Stanley, you're disturbing the other patients. You may not need your sleep, they do.
Yes, sister. Sorry, my sister.
No need for sarcasm. Captain Collins.